Yes, hello David. Well, today there are so many problems in our society. We have an ongoing financial problem in our nation and between other nations. There's constant tensions in government with one party wanting to go where the others do not want to go. Problems with education, National Health Service. And then there's the horse meat problem. Coming closer to home, we see problems in communities between ethnic and religious groups. We have problems in families and between friends. We even have problems living with ourselves. But especially we have problems living as God would have us live. So therefore, we need wisdom. That is not the dry and dusty wisdom of a library or a lecture theatre or a laboratory. We need that practical wisdom of knowing what to do next in the right way and for the right reasons. We need the wisdom God gives, how to live the way he has shown us. We need to listen to what God tells us and shows us that will take us carefully through the many difficulties and solve our countless problems. We need to listen to what God tells us for the good of our nation and for ourselves. Just for a moment, think of a big maze. You aim for the centre and then you aim to get out. So many dead ends and false turnings. You spend hours getting nowhere, yet wasting lots of time and energy. And people spend long hours trying to get out. At the end of the day, there is often someone who looks over the maze, the whole maze. He sees where people are and guides them precisely and exactly to an exit. He knows the way ahead. Simple, easy steps, a little at a time. Take a left, walk on, then a right. God gives directions for their own good, slowly and patiently. So God gives us directions how we can live as individuals, how we can live with each other, how we can live as a nation of people. In our tight corner today, ask God for the wisdom and help, and when he gives it, follow that through. That is real, practical wisdom. The kind that is good for us and is needed for our society. Have a good day.